In Psalm 54, David said something interesting in verse 4. He said, "But surely God is my helper. The Lord is the upholder of my life." And that word upholder could be translated, "The Lord is the prop of my life." He had no hang-ups in saying he needed a prop to help him through life. The Ziphims were inhabitants of Ziph, which was a little further south of Keilah, the city that David had just rescued from the Philistines. We read about it in 1 Samuel 23. It says, "Then some Ziphites went up to Saul at Gibeah and said, 'David is hiding among us.'" They put the law of the land before the law of God. And if the law of the land is against the law of God, then God's law comes first. David might have been on wanted posters, wanted dead or alive, but he had not done anything to deserve death. Therefore, that law could be defied because he would not have received a fair trial. The Apostle Peter and John were before a court one day, and they said to them, "Whether it is right in God's sight to listen to you, or rather to God, you must judge." Peter had set the record straight. Are you listening to man or to God? We believe that Jesus Christ is the head of the church, and we listen to him first and foremost. At one time, Saul and David were living together in the palace. Now David was hiding from him. Yet David could say, "The Lord is the one I lean on. He props me up." It was God he knew that would eventually show him to be in the right. David's friendships came from unexpected sources, such as Jonathan, Saul's son. And Jonathan had no jealousy, unlike his father. He had no high ambition that would hurt David. They had a similar agenda, the growth of the fledgling nation of Israel. In the New Testament, brotherly love is often mentioned. It was the love of brothers for one another. One city was called Philadelphia. That's what it means, brotherly love. The growth of the gospel is helped by brotherly love. It is possible that Paul wasn't the easiest character to have around, and yet he still had friends. It isn't living in one another's pockets, but it is digging deep into our pockets when others are in need. After all the hurts and problems David had suffered, he turned to the Lord and asked him to deal with it. In the next Psalm, Psalm 55, he says in verse 22, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved." In Psalm 54 and verse 5, the contemporary English version says, "Be my faithful friend." The people of Keilah were failing to support David in his time of need. The Ziphites were a step down from that. They were prepared to betray him and no doubt obtain a reward from King Saul as well. No wonder he asked for the wings of a dove to fly away. Many years later, when King Asa was in difficulties, he prayed. We can read about it in 2 Chronicles 14. And this is what he said: "O Lord, you can help a weak army as easily as a powerful one. Help us now, O Lord our God, because we are relying on you, and in your name we have come out to fight against this huge army. Lord, you are our God. No one can hope to defeat you. And when the Good News Bible says, we are relying on you, it could have been translated, we are leaning on you. Are we leaning on the Lord today? Christianity has often been called a crutch to help hold us up. Well, that is true. And we can run faster than people without crutches. Everyone needs the Lord to lean on. We will lean on him today. The Lord bless you. Amen.